Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Today I'm joined with Brian Hummer, who is a Muslim for the last 6 years. Previously he was a Roman Catholic, and he's going to tell us a little bit as a Jew. So Brian.
Wa alaikum salam.
Very good.
Alhamdulillah.
Now a little about how you come find out about Islam.
Well, previous to coming to university, I didn't know anything about Islam, very much in the dark. No one had told me it was good, bad, or anything. I knew it existed, but that was about it. But when I came to you, a friend of mine was Muslim. And so through her, I was kind of Islam, but not in a dream. I mean, she didn't actively summon about this Islam. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just, yeah. Lived her life in a Islam way. And so, you know, I became comfortable with Muslims being people who are not strong and practicing in a weird way that I'm not doing. Mm-hmm. And they seem to have the same kind of moral view. And so it got me interested in Islam and find out, you know, what is this religion I know from so that was kind of my entrance into Islam.
What made you, upon seeing sections of Muslim, what was the first Islam as a religion?
Well, I've been listening for about a little year, or about something around. I decided that I should read the Quran to find out a little bit. You know, there's no point in like, asking people to find out from the source what's this religion. So after reading the Quran, it was pretty obvious. This was fast. I mean, stages in, like, I read it over a course, but that course, there was a great change in my kind of understanding of this later on. In like the first few days, the third of that, I was very skeptical and knew this all, but, you know, kind of looking at it with a bit of a bias of, you know, this is obviously not the one because there's no Catholic before, and I had at least about the caught. The style and the tone, how it's, you know, first person from the point of view of God, and the things that were said really caught me off guard. I was like, what's going on here? And about the middle of it, I was kind of saying, well, you know, this has a lot of merit. It deserves some deeper reflection, really, of things I was saying. And then by the third of it, I was like, you know, I think this is alhamdulillah. And so, you know, then I called up my friend and I was like, so I have to, what do I do? So that was the shahada.
Alhamdulillah. Even the English translation, not much on people not Muslim. The art even takes it to that. That's something that, as Muslims, should be very thankful and a blessing from Allah.
Yeah, it's true. With Roman Catholicism, you have levels trans between you have now the English and the original Aramaic or Latin, I guess, was Hebrew. You have this, the original text of the Black God in Arabic. Yeah, read that, but inshallah,
Initially, what was the reaction around the family and those around you?
It was acted fairly well. It was mainly treated differently, as far as I know. They just kept the same as they always had. And in fact, a friend followed me up after I had Chen. And I don't know how he found out. He called me up and graduated, which I thought was the day. I still don't know who did that because that's what comes up. And I thought that was, oh wow. Right,
yeah, it's a nice gesture.
But it was a little bit different because my mother is very Roman. You know, she brought me up in such a way. I was an altar boy for many, many years. And, you know, so we were in the church. We were very, very practicing. And so my father as well. And so, you know, when she found out, she was crying. And, you know, once they kind of came to the... I mean, they don't think we're done this thing. I'm on the right path, but... But they respect a certain degree. And, you know, when I go cook me turkey bake, she won't feed me pork, and she won't, you know, argue about anything. She's, you know, they still love me and they still accept me.
Now that you've done Shahada in Islam, have you been once accepted Islam?
Well, I mean, people talk about converting or reverting or what have you. And, you know, in terms of, they don't seem accurate to experience. For me, like, it's like, you know, lifted from my eyes, I've seen the truth, or, you know, maybe rebirth, or, well, that's not fair. I guess a thing, or, you know. And so, the process has been partly a process of awakening, realizing what this life, you know, and seeing it through other means of judging my actions. When I was very my actions, I mean, I didn't notice at the time, honestly. Once I started waiting life from an Islamic view, I had to really reiterative thing, but the process itself is definitely gradual. You know, I don't know, all of a sudden you're Muslim and you're being Sith. It's all got in stages that are easy and little bit, because I mean, I think if one came up to you just as a child and said, it's a lot. I mean, it's really a completely different life. I mean, I don't know if it's easier if you're brought up to it. I've never experienced, but I know, you know, when I was 20, when at that point, you know, you have a set way of, you have your own religious, this isn't your way of the world. And so it takes a long time to get out of this and to completely change your life, which really requires that you really reevaluate your concept of ultimate life. And so to do it all at once would be to, I mean, I'm sure people would kind of balk at it and say, well, this, but alhamdulillah, she gave me guidance in all stages. For example, the prayers. I originally, you know, I prayed, okay, yeah, there should be more prayers, and then, you know, and I knew that there was a way of praying that Muslims practice, but I didn't quite understand how they came up with that, where that came from, because I only read the Quran and I didn't know that sort of thing. And so, I prayed, but I wasn't back, wasn't in the Muslim language, it taught us. So, but with sincerity, and then once I realized, you know, when I'm reading the Quran, okay, there are, it does say the times you should be sitting. It's not in one spot here, they are in the list, but, so once I realized that, okay, now I'm going to pray five times a day, still in my own kind of format, but then once people within, you know, found out how one prays properly, and then, I was praying at the specific time of day. So then, you know, I had this inspiration, I guess, or sort of guidance where I sort of realized that, you know, if I'm living my life or my scheduling my life around my daily needs and, you know, going to movies and dinners and working on a job, and my prayers fit in with that sort of kind of thing where it wasn't the right way to have it. Going to the movies with my friends and these sorts of things are more important to me than Allah and praising and thanking Allah. And but I realized that, I said, well, no, I have to apply Allah to my own daddy here, everything else comes here. So you know, things like that, I mean, it's a gradual process of get used to this and you know, I know there's still a lot to know, but
it's a bit easier to live your daily ibadat or religious now. Understand that subhanAllah comes first, then else comes after, you find it easier.
Absolutely. At first, it required conscious effort to plan, no, I'm not doing dinner right now. And my friends would say, hey, let's come to dinner. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, I can't.
Yeah.
Gotta pray. But now, you know, after a little while, you know, it's second nature to me, and it's, you know, I just don't plan things at certain times. And It's what it's just the way I should
be. How is it that the community of brothers and sisters, and how have they been accepting to you? How has them been as you come to Islam?
We're very accepting. Wonderful. Such yourself.
Thank you.
At first, it was my journey to was very individual. I just sort of say, well, that's, you know, really too bad. There's a community should be there. So I think it's a necessary part of conversion. It helps you to figure out, you know, what's going on, especially your faith, on your own. Because, I mean, the question, you know, why people have light is why it's, you know, not question growing the revelation, but just the connectedness of the revelation. And so, this process of doubt and of, you know, where everything is originally comes from, I think you have to do it on your own, because you're not, that's what people tell you, by the way, and just to become comfortable with it. But then, you know, point where I was comfortable enough that I wasn't too be doing this wrong, and I needed to strengthen my deen and to live my life, because, you know, I'm surrounded by my friends who are not Muslim. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to have a really proper Muslim life, constantly fight, you know, the traditions of your society, people do things. And so I wasn't uncomfortable with religion, and, you know, I needed that, you know, kind of support group of the Muslims. Then, you know, once I, you know, I came in and say, started going to the mosques, you know, my life changed from that point, and I became much better in my practice and strengthened in my character.
That's a good thing to hear. But I guess on the second part of your journey, this, after you accepted the Shahad, how have you seen and come across acceptance? What the heck is it?
Well, as I said before, it's been like really a world that I've seen. It feels like this is right, this is natural, this would be.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of cases, like for example with helping people, I had to make a very just effort of, okay, I'm doing this because of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't the kind of person that, you know, I had no problem with people, you know, or giving money to people or poor thing, but it just wasn't something that I did. And so then I made up this because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And once I started doing that, I realized, this isn't what we're supposed to be doing. I'm so much better. I've done those. I guess it was the only way I can describe it is that my soul was happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get money, or if you get some material or something like that, you feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, official happiness that, I mean, that's before. Once I sneeze or when I would, you know, down tension or something,
mm-hmm.
I would feel this kind of overwhelming joy and comfort. Almost like what people might describe as love.
Yes.
It's really like intoxicating and it makes you feel much more whole. And so, my life has been so really, you know, feeling this is much better and feeling almost relief.
Yeah.
Turned away from shirk and from, you know, all these practices, ignorant practices that, you know, against me.
Now, when you experience that you through on your journey, how would you, the other non-Muslims, or how should be sent to Islam to other people?
I know from personal experience, it's come down on everyone has their own opinion on what's right, but I mean, my personal opinion is on my own experience and how I just it's catered towards the kind of side which I'm a part, which is, you know, university students, intellectuals, and early life, and learning background, and that sort of thing. But I find just the path of presenting yourself as and as a good Muslim should, one of these people, not constantly rebuking them in business, but just being Muslim in front of them and interacting with them in social life, being with them as you would be with any friend, you know, as long as it's not, but, you know, and we'll make them with Islam. He's not a terrorist, he's not a, you know, somebody worships the moon or anything like that. And then they kind of get interested in questions, and I've experienced this on occasions, and people will come up to me and ask me, you know, what is this Quran all about? Can you read, you know, or, you know, what me, you know, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And so, when people come to ask, mm-hmm. they're ready for information to kind of accept information in a biased manner, telling them, you get ready, and the shield goes up, and, you know. So, I think, present yourself and allow it to come to you, just to be what works best in mind.
You said that the Prophet was his were the Quran. What behavior was of the characteristics of how Muslims should be? And I think that touches on how Muslims should send messages, do the things, and go your life exactly the same. And inshallah, people will see that. As a final, what advice to those people who are acting because you end of that phase which is usually do what you have?
Well, I mean, I think the first step is. For me, before that, it was just this kind of thing. But once I read that's really the core of my life, is the Quran. And it's that I trust the people of Islam in their sins because it has a very strong connection to the revelation, to the practices of the Prophet. But I think that's something that people have to do themselves. I mean, you have to do that as life much better and sincere.